Now, the LSU game is canceled. Not postponed, canceled. There's a difference. They are not going to play that game at any point this year. McNeese State will get paid, but LSU does not need that game. And to be quite honest, that's a win-win for McNeese State. They take no chances with any players getting hurt. They were going to lose the game. They still get paid. So it's almost like take the trip, get the money, and save half your guys' lives. That's a win-win for McNeese State. South Carolina, fine. Not a ranked team, but they did win. Vanderbilt lost, but again, those are bottom feeder SEC teams that didn't play well or didn't win by enough. So we don't even consider those. But LSU was going to win. South Carolina, they won. Texas A&M with a big win over a ranked team. Florida wins. Tennessee wins. Auburn wins. Ole Miss wins. Arkansas wins. Missouri wins. Kentucky wins. Georgia wins. Mississippi State is in a close one with Southern Miss. But again, Mississippi State's at the bottom of the conference. But again, here we go. Notre Dame beats Texas. Texas is not any good. But at what point do you think Notre Dame will ever have the possibility of having the talent that an Alabama has year in, year out? Now, look, Nick Saban will eventually leave Alabama, and they'll struggle because Nick Saban is a better recruiter than anybody. And by the way, the same thing will happen with Ohio State. After Urban Meyer leaves Ohio State, there'll be a downturn for Buckeyes football because Urban Meyer's as good a recruiter as anybody. But here's the point. It takes someone like Urban Meyer going to a non-SEC school to get that school on the level of the SEC schools. When Urban Meyer leaves Ohio State, they won't be good anymore. And by the way, if you're going to tell me Notre Dame, riddle me this. If Notre Dame was the type of school that could get those athletes that Alabama can, that Urban Meyer could get at Florida, and that Urban Meyer gets now at Ohio State, why isn't Urban Meyer at Notre Dame? Because from everything you've read and everything you've heard, that's the reason he didn't go to Notre Dame. Because he was almost assured that the rules could not be bent for him to get those kind of players. If you recall, what kind of player is an Urban Meyer player, at least at Florida? It's a bad guy. It's a guy that gets arrested, doesn't go to class. Now, that's not every single guy. But there's more than a couple. And Urban Meyer, that's how he coaches. That's the kind of guy he is. Now, I don't know if he has any convicted felons, or he doesn't have any convicted felons, or any future convicted felons at Ohio State at the time, at this point in time. But I'll just say this. Maybe he's changed his ways. I hope for his sake and for the sake of not only Ohio State, but of the Big Ten, that he's changed his ways. Those were his ways at Florida. And then he bailed. Point is, Urban Meyer would have gone to Notre Dame if he could get that kind of player at Notre Dame. He didn't. So that's why Notre Dame doesn't count. You can't give me any team in a Pac-12, can you? And by the way, I understand it's early Charlie Strong, but Texas is miserable. You should absolutely 100% no doubt get the best players in high school football in the state of Texas to come to Texas. You shouldn't even have to try. If you are the best player in the state or one of the best players in the state of Texas, why would you not want to go to Texas? Maybe Charlie Strong is a defensive coach. Maybe he's a great X's and O's. He hasn't done you-know-what recruiting in his short stint so far. Texas has zero talent. And by the way, the best players in the state of Texas aren't going to Texas. Why is that? Doesn't that kind of tell you something about the rest of the country? It's not Alabama. It's nothing. And I'm not saying don't go to the games and don't root. But pretty soon you'll figure out that all the talent's in the SEC, and I don't think it's changing. Now, look, things, as we all like to say, sometimes are cyclical. I'm not sure this is a cyclical thing. And there was a time when Pete Carroll was at USC not so long ago when USC had all the talent. Mac Brown won a title with Vince Young at Texas. Just don't see it, though. And by the way, it doesn't mean those things can't happen. Those things can happen, but they're not likely to happen every single year. They're just not.